Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After hearing from Governor Malloy and other speakers last night, the Democratic National Convention will hear tonight from the mothers of Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Jordan Davis, and other young African-American men and women killed by gun violence. Collectively, they call themselves Mothers of the Movement, and they are throwing their support behind Hillary Clinton. For many activists working to reduce gun violence, though, working with politicians is only part of the equation. Nancy Robinson is executive director of Ladies Involved in Putting a Stop to Inner City Killing, or LIPSTICK, as they call themselves, an organization based out of Jamaica Plain. She says women can take action right now to stop gun violence, and she joins us now from Philadelphia. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on this show. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thanks for joining us. And first off, tell us about your group. Why the focus on women, since most gun violence is committed by men?
Right. So the acronym is LIPSTICK, and we are focused on women. You know, men in many of these urban shootings might be the ones pulling the trigger. But the shocking fact is that women are providing many of the guns they're using.
All right. Well, you have talked about how part of the mission of LIPSTICK is trying to wipe out these so-called straw purchases by women. So tell us a little bit more about how women are used as straw purchasers.
Right. So just as vulnerable women are easy prey for drug traffickers or people trafficking sex traffickers, they're easy prey for gun traffickers who make it their business to provide guns to people who can't get them legally. And the most common way that guns are trafficked into urban neighborhoods is through what you said, a straw purchase. And that's where someone is recruited to buy guns on behalf of somebody who cannot pass a criminal background check. And we're finding that more and more women are playing this role as straw purchaser. They're also hiding and holding the guns that is further enabling these cycles of violence that are playing out on our streets.
So these are women who do not themselves have criminal records, so they come up as clean when they go to a legal gun dealer. Tell me, how widespread is this practice of using women as straw purchasers?
You know, it's a great question. There's a dearth of research. We're finding out anecdotally and by doing this work every day on the ground in communities that are deeply impacted by gun violence that it's really prevalent. It's common. We do workshops and we have women come and sign pledges vowing not to play this role. And it's catching on like wildfire. As a matter of fact, it's actually working because it's reaching so many women and resonating with them. In Boston, where we are are headquartered and where we were originated, we've reduced gun crimes by women by 33%.
By which you mean women involved in the purchase of guns?
Purchase, possession also. What we're doing is coming in and having these conversations with women for the first time, and it's like this light bulb that goes off where we explain to them that you're jeopardizing your public housing, your freedom, because this is criminal and you could go to jail by supplying guns to the wrong people. You could, you're perpetuating the violence. You're providing guns to people who are likely to use them to kill and injure your neighbors, your family members. We know a woman who was trafficking guns and the gun was later used to shoot her. Mm. And she realized that it was one of the guns that she had put on the street. So this is a big problem. 25% of Chicago's crime guns come from women, just to give you an example of the magnitude of this. And the good news about LIPSTICK is we're breaking those cycles of violence and exploitation. We're breaking those cycles that put the gun in the wrong hands.
Well, I saw a figure from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms that half of all gun trafficking investigations involve a straw purchaser. And from what you're saying, many of those are women. But let me ask you, how do you convince women to stop buying guns from men, especially when the women involved may need the money that's being offered to incentivize them?
You're absolutely right. There's a range of motivations. Women are motivated because they think they're in love. So they're very loyal to the man. There's a ride or die ethic that's pervasive in many of these communities. And they're also motivated by money. They're living in poverty. I know a woman who bought guns illegally in exchange for diapers. Sometimes there are substance abuse issues. But almost always, the women are in the dark about the consequences. They're not. We help them connect the dots. We help them understand that these are the guns that are used, turned against them, and used to kill and maim in their own communities.
Themselves or their
children.
So it's
that awareness. Themselves, their children. It has just devastating consequences. And we come along and we're the first to really have this conversation. And, you know, I thought it would be tougher to convert women and to have this catch on, but it's not. It's easy because these women you're going to hear from tonight and the women we're working with, they are out front on this issue, and they always have been. They are always, they're working every day, day and night, finding solutions, enacting solutions, because, you know, these are their children. These are all of our children. But gun violence is the number one killer of African-American young men as young as age 12. Mm. So this is a dire problem, and we're just thrilled that your program today and the program tonight is finally having this conversation about how we need to make this a higher priority in our country, and we really need to back solutions like lipstick that are doing something about it.
We'll certainly be hearing more about it tonight. Last week, Massachusetts State Attorney General Maura Healey announced that gun manufacturers and dealers would no longer be allowed to sell what she called copycat assault weapons. Of course, those are the slightly modified versions designed to fall outside of the purview of Massachusetts' assault weapons ban. Here's some of what she said.
So this directive will not apply to guns bought or sold prior to today. Gun dealers who currently have these weapons on hand are not permitted, however, to sell them to Massachusetts buyers. They may transfer them out of state to jurisdictions where sales of these weapons are still legal.
All right. Well, it sounds a little bit like a shell game, that they can be moved there even if they're not going to be here. So what impact, if any, will this directive have on gun trafficking?
You know, there are a lot of approaches. Lipstick is taking a slightly different approach to try to solve this problem. And again, you know, we're actually effective in reducing gun crimes by women by 33%. I just am so encouraged by that fact. So I keep mentioning it. But so our approach is more akin to Mothers Against Drunk Driving. It's changed our awareness of the risks of drinking and driving, and lipstick operates in much the same vein. We want women to be armed with information and understand that if you go up to New Hampshire...
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt, but so do you think that the Attorney General's directive is going to make any difference?
There are lots of approaches. There are lots of tools in our toolkit, and we need to be using every resource available. Lipstick just takes a different approach.
So let me ask you about Hillary Clinton's positions on gun violence and gun control and the Democratic Party's official platform. Or are you satisfied with these?
Oh, I'm thrilled that we're having this conversation and on a national scale. And I want to say, I'm at the DNC right now, but we were invited here, and we'd be thrilled to have this conversation. And we would have been at the Republican National Convention, but we weren't invited. So we're a nonpartisan group, and we welcome everybody to have this conversation about what to do about gun violence in general, and specifically about the kinds of shootings that are happening in cities across the country that don't make national headlines. We've got to stop turning a blind eye to what's happening in our urban neighborhoods.
All right. Well, last question. What specific concrete suggestions do you want to hear, not only from tonight's speakers, but from Hillary Clinton when she speaks on Thursday night about how to stamp out gun violence and not interfere with the Second Amendment?
Right. Exactly. You're right. This is not a Second Amendment problem. We can reduce shootings, especially kinds of shootings that are happening in urban centers, and still uphold Second Amendment rights. It's not an either or. And I would ask listeners to go to our website, www.operationlipstick.org. And I want the next president, whoever that is, and everybody listening, to make solving this problem of gun violence a higher priority. And it starts with this platform and this conversation. And I welcome political leaders on both sides of the aisle to have this conversation.
That's Nancy Robinson, Executive Director of Ladies Involved in Putting a Stop to Inner City Killing. Nancy, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a privilege.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Indira Lakshmanan. This is Radio Boston.